With tears? LeBron James mocks Kyle Rittenhouse for crying during trial testimony. By Paul Bois on November 10, 2021. NBA star LeBron James mocked Kyle Rittenhouse on Wednesday for crying during his trial testimony. Sharing a video of the moment that Kyle Rittenhouse broke down, causing the trial to take a 10-minute break, LeBron James suggested that the teen ate some Lemonheads before taking the stand, implying that he faked crying to gain sympathy. What tears? I didn't see one. Man, knock it off. That boy ate some Lemonheads before walking into court, James tweeted. The basketball star was intensely ratioed for the mockery. Of course, LeBron James, who has a notorious reputation for poor sportsmanship, has gotten himself into a series of tangles on Twitter in the past, such as when he publicly threatened a white police officer who lawfully shot a black teenage girl to defend another black teenage girl from being stabbed. "You're next," he screeched as he shared the innocent officer's photograph all over social media. James later deleted the tweet. Prior to that, LeBron accused Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey of being uneducated about the situation in Hong Kong when he angered the communist government of China by publicly supporting the Hong Kong protesters in 2019. "We all talk about this freedom of speech, yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself," James told reporters. "I don't want to get into a feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand and he spoke. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, and spiritually." As backlash quickly mounted on social media, James dug himself an even deeper hole when he attempted to clarify his remarks by somehow casting the National Basketball Association as the victim. "My team in this league just went through a difficult week. I think people need to understand what a tweet or statement can do to others. And I believe nobody stopped and considered what would happen. Could have waited a week to send it," James said immediately after on Twitter.